Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1685, Parker Block Company Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for expansion of a concrete block plant, concrete block crusher, future asphalt plant to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 10 acres more or less, lying 800 feet south of Route 24, 1,183 feet southwest of Route 409, also known as Mumford Road. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down site plans for this application. We have received two letters from agencies and one letter from an individual. First one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated November 23rd of 2005. Makes reference to Route 24 from Road 472 to the West Millsboro limits. There's an annual average daily traffic of 5,382 vehicles per day, with a summer average of 7,032 vehicles per day. The last traffic count used for those and computed to use for that information was in 2001. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service D and will not change as a result of this application. From the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and making reference to the applicant, the location, the tax map parcel number, the intended use, size of the parcel, we are advised that the site is not located in a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 5 study area, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed to serve the project, and that the project is not in an area where Sussex County expects to provide sewer service in the foreseeable future. It also notes that a concept plan is not required, and it's signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And then lastly, we have a letter from Thoroughgoods Concrete Company Incorporated. Says we have seen where Parker Block is asking for a conditional use of land in an AR1 residential district. We don't have any concerns for rezoning land, but the zoning department should be aware of what they're asking to put on this property. Block crushers don't need much land to operate. Since we have some interest in the statement that there is an interest in asphalt as well as a concrete plant that does not concern us to a point, there is 6 concrete plants within a 30-mile radius of Millsboro. There are 3 asphalt plants within a 12-mile radius of Millsboro. In our industry, there are only so many products that will be used based on demand. We will not be to the public hearing, but it seems like a lot of stuff to be put on this property. The neighbors in this area should have a lot of concerns about the asphalt plant. Our industry has come a long way in technology, but there are some things that don't change. That's signed by Frank Thoroughgood, Glenn Thoroughgood, and John Thoroughgood. The one thing I would add in reference to that comment, for the benefit of anybody interested, this is an application for a conditional use. The application does make reference to a proposed concrete plant and a proposed asphalt plant. If this conditional use is approved, the applicant would still be required to apply to the Board of Adjustment for a special exception for an asphalt plant and a concrete plant, since they're listed items that refer to the Board of Adjustment because they're considered hazardous uses because of dust, odor, noise, etc. There will be another step, and the applicant's aware of that. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. I should have questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, sir. You've heard what our director had to say. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
We're just looking for this land to be able to grow more. Anybody that knows the history of Parker Block, since me and my partner took it over 3.5 years ago, we have grown it even more and basically have run out of land that's zoned for our business. And we're just looking for the opportunity to be able to expand when the time comes if we choose to, and that's why those plants are listed on that conditional use, because it kind of goes with our business, concrete, a block crusher. The asphalt plant kind of strays a little bit, but it's free enterprise. And I know that the Thurgoods sent a letter in, but I knew they just put up one, so I knew they were probably concerned, but they didn't have a problem when they put theirs up with the asphalt plants that are in this area. But basically just would like to have the opportunity to grow. I mean, I've got the land that is zoned now. It's full. And we tried to position it in the back, away from the residents, so, because I know there's noise, dust, and all that. And when that time comes, when we apply for a permit for any of those plants, hopefully it'll be back far enough. But
ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you one more time. Please, if you need to speak, if you need to have a conversation, go have it out in the lobby. We're trying to listen to what this gentleman has to say, and he has the floor. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, and basically that's it. You know, provide jobs, hopefully, when things are running. I know that the Thurgoods commented about how many plants, concrete plants, are in the area, and asphalt. I do know if commie has slowed down. Naturally, everybody knows that. But I know when we were pumping as hard as we could pump. And if you looked on the roads, 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, you see concrete trucks still running. So there's business there when the economy picks up. And like you say, we're just asking for the conditional use.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Gordy.
So you don't have any short-term goals of doing this anytime soon? I mean,
it's... Honestly, it's going to be based on the economy. And naturally, the economy has slowed down, so right now it's kind of, my opinion and my partner's opinion, you know, bad business, dump a boatload of money and go out there and try to fight and cut prices. We're not into that. But would like to be able to have the opportunity when the time comes to apply and to grow.
Mm-hmm. One thing he would, he is applying for a conditional use. He would have to make use of the site within the first year or ask for an extension. He could only ask for two extensions, so you have to be in the process of getting ready to do something before your time runs out.
Okay.
Otherwise, you have to come back and do it again.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that, but I can keep that in mind, and we can, yes.
Okay. If you were to get approved for this area here, would you be willing to put some landscape around this area to
Definitely.
Conceal it from the neighborhood?
Yes, I've talked to a few people that's in that type of business, and naturally it's farmland, so it's topsoil. And I've had one guy give me estimates on pushing up the topsoil around the whole 10 acres, planting cypress because that's fast growing. So, and he estimated he could probably get a 4 to 5 foot, he called it a bermer, around, and then by the time you plant cypress and they're fast growing, that would put a nice wall up around.
Okay, so you're willing to do that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I don't have any other questions. Okay.
Mr. Smith?
The area indicated on the site plan of future asphalt plant, future concrete, and block plants, Will the areas around those buildings, will that be paved? That's something where there'll be employee parking in those areas or customer parking.
You're talking around the 10 acres?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I mean, we would definitely pave, I mean, because naturally the employees, I have to get them off road. We would probably designate a parking lot area for back in that area.
Would you anticipate that you may pave the access way? I'm guessing that would be a considerable expense and stretch, but I was you did mention that you acknowledged that there was dust, noise, and
I look dumb, but I'm not dumb. I've been in this business for 20 years, and I'm well aware that there's dust. And the parcel B that we're talking about, where it butts up to Parker Block right now. Mm-hmm. If you look halfway of that, I'm working on the yard now as far as paving it and concreting it. I've been doing it every year a little bit at a time, and that's my goal, is to be back that far, either blacktop or concrete.
I had noticed that, and that's what made me think of that. Just for the benefit of the commission, how far would you say that your site is from the Millsboro Fire Department?
I would estimate probably a mile and a half.
Mile and a half. Other questions?
All right, thank you, Mr. Johnson. Until such time as these possible future plants are built, how do you intend to use this 10 acres?
Well, right now it's just sitting there, and I've got some topsoil pushed up in a pile that I've been selling, and it's basically I got block plant racks sitting out there. It used to be farmed, and naturally farmed, you don't make much on it. So it's not been farmed now in 3-4 years. It's just basically just sitting stagnant.
So you can use it to store excess product and stuff like that in the meantime?
Yeah, like steel racks is what I've got sitting out there now, and like say a pile of topsoil.
Okay. And no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Bert, no questions.
Okay, then. Mr. Lane?
No questions.
Proposed use of parcel A?
I'm not understanding what you're asking.
The 10 acres.
The 10 acres is parcel
is
B.
Is just parcel B.
Yes, sir.
But you all own more than that, right? You don't have any plans for expanding it?
I would love to have it all zoned, but I know, I ain't got a shot.
Okay. So that's to be determined.
Yeah, I mean, I would love not to go towards Mumford Road. I would love to go towards the wooded area west, because naturally, I mean, now there are residents in front of that land there, but.
Okay. That's all.
All right,
sir.
Mr. Adams, Council?
Just one question, not really so much a legal question, but I'm just wondering, maybe if you could explain for the commission, if there's a reason why, looks like you've got the plants, and I realize you'd have to go to the Board of Adjustment and all this stuff, but the plants are put on the perimeter instead of centrally located. Why do you have it that way instead of the other way around with everything that seems to be the most intensive, more centrally located on that 10-acre piece?
Well, basically, if I put the plants up against the border of the survey, then I can use all my aggregates and stuff or put inside in front of all the plants versus on the outside. But I do not have a problem if when the time comes, if I'm approved and everything, to adjust.
I was curious about that. So that's all.
Kind of like making a wall, honestly.
All the questions I had.
Thank you. If you would take a seat for a second, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1685 Parker Block Company Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1685? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
I neglected to ask you. Might ask the applicant, is there any, do you have any provisions, are there any security concerns on any of this, when you turn out the light and lock the gate when you leave, is there any issue that?
Hopefully not now, on account of I had to put in a surveillance system, and if this goes through and improved, then that, because naturally back there in the field there is no lighting, but that would definitely put up fencing and lighting so that it is lit back there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Any further questions?
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to just call the office in the morning. Our next